Blog Talk Radio.
Are you due for a relationship makeover? If you had the power to wave a magic wand, would you use it to improve your relationship? Well, there may be some hope. You're about to embark upon a journey that may prove to be vital in improving your relationship, whether it be with your spouse, significant other, children, co-worker, family, friends, or even yourself. A journey that if you simply open your mind to desiring a positive change in your relationship by listening to this show, it just might happen. You're about to take a journey into the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. Warning, the show can be contaminated.
Well, hello, and welcome to this edition of Your Half Hour Inspirational Program. I want to remind you that Your Half Hour Inspirational Program is a component of the Dr. Jesse Walker Show. I am your host. I'm Dr. Jesse Walker. I'm going to be with you for the next 30 minutes. We brought in the show a little earlier this evening just so that those of you all that wanted to, because of the holiday that we just previously celebrated, the New Year. Those of you all that subscribe to that, we want to bring this early so that you can be about your daily task. We're going to invite the presence of the Lord into our program this evening. Father, we invite you into this service. Bless the service and the people who are listening that they would be fed according to your will, your grace, and your mercy. These and other blessings we thank you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. All right, tonight we're going to talk about, you know, when you're going through something, various people go through different challenges in their lives, and no human being is exempt from going through something, whether that's a struggle financially, struggle emotionally, physically, or whatever the situation is, we all go through something. But if we sort of look at our attitudes in terms of our perspective on how we go through something, I think it becomes vitally important that we look and say, well, you know what, let me maybe take a different approach to my way of thinking in terms of what I'm going through. Let me look at it perhaps from the perspective of what I'm going to grow through. And so when we change the words, just simply by changing the word in our mind, let me look at what I'm going to grow through. I think it brings about a different definition for us. It brings about a different purpose, a different meaning in life for us. What is it that I can grow through as opposed to just go through? Because sometimes when you're just going through something, you know, you're just making a motion. You're just passing through. But when you're growing through something, there's a difference. I believe that when you're growing through something or you take on the attitude or the temperament or the behavior, the way of thinking, you're simply saying to yourself, what is it that I can learn? What is it that I can grow with? What is it that can bring manifestation to my life in terms of getting me to the next level of where I need to be? So there's a difference between going through something and growing through something. And tonight, our topic is, the battle is not yours. The battle is not yours. Then you say, well, whose battle is it? And what battle are you talking about? Then whose battle is it? And what battle are you talking about? Well, the Bible tells us in various scriptures, and I'm going to be giving you those this evening, the battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. And this is what it talks about, and there's countless scriptures in there on that. I mean, I can come off with more than 20 scriptures on that, and I will share some of those with you tonight. The battle is not yours. So we mentioned that you may be going through a spiritual battle. You may be going through an emotional battle. You may be going through a financial battle. But whatever it is, I want to remember, we're going to change the word from go through to the words from go through to grow through. And let's take a look at it here and see what's going on. And then how we can make the battle, how we can be reminded of The Battle Is Not Ours. All right, first, let's take a look at the scripture. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 15. And he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God." This is where there was about to be a massive war right here. And God sent word to Judah. He said, and he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, be not afraid nor dismayed." You know, don't feel dismayed. Don't feel down and out by reason of this great multitude, because of what you see out here, this great number that comes against you. For the battle, this battle is not yours. This battle is God's. And that's what he's telling them in 2 Chronicles 20:15. So, and there's scripture for us. So, you know, you may be looking at some debt in your life. You may be looking at insurmountable student loans. You may be looking at insurmountable credit card debt. There's so many things that you're looking for in terms of just debt. We're going to focus on debt right now, and when it comes to some of these scriptures. And so that, so the Bible, if we can turn this around to say, and he said, "Hearken ye, all Judah," and you become Judah, that person, you put your name there, you know, whatever it is, "and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem," the inhabitants of your household right now, "and thou King Jehoshaphat," the leadership in your home, if you're the single parent, whomever the leader is in that home, and he's saying, "Thus saith the Lord unto you," he's speaking directly to you, don't be afraid, and don't even be dismayed by reason of this great debt that you have that's before you, that's in front of you, because the battle is not yours. Yes, you've gotten yourself in this situation, you know, but the battle is not yours. It's the Lord. And when you can believe that this battle is the Lord, things will begin to change for you. See, as you are, what we said prior was, if the things that you think that you're going through, now this becomes educational for you, because now you're saying, let's grow through this. The growth in this is, give it to God. This is his. Give it to him, because you are his child. And that's what makes it his, by virtue of the fact that you're his child. And yes, we've gotten into this debt. There's ways around this debt, though. And it's going to require you to get some help. Ask the Lord to order your steps. Ask the Lord to direct you. Ask him to be there with you, and you will see that he will make a change in your life. You know, find the scripture, one of God's promises that pertains to finance, and hold God to that. Hold him to that. And you will see that things will begin to change for you. All right, we go to another scripture, 1 Samuel 17, verse 47. Once again, 1 Samuel 17, verse 47. "And all this assembly shall know, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." I mean, here's another scripture, the battle. See, I believe we are spiritual beings having a human experience. And see, the war, there's a spiritual warfare that's going on in that spiritual world. And so, you know, even when, and I'm going to get to one of the scriptures that shares with us, even when we try to do that which is good, it seems we revert back to doing just the opposite, that which is not so good. So, again, the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. And that's what we got to concentrate on. You know, it's not yours, it's the Lord's. So keep that in mind. So there you have it. Now we're going to take a look at another scripture. So these are two. And no matter, again, I want you to concentrate on what it was that I just said. There's a spiritual warfare going on. And within that spiritual warfare, we think that, wow, God, I can't do this here. This is so hard. This is, you know, because you're trying to do it by yourself. And see, that's where the challenge comes. That's where really the problem comes. It's more than just a challenge. It's a problem. The battle was never yours. It's the Lord's. And what you want to be able to do, what you want to be able to do is you want to be able to give it to him. And so that's what it is. And so let me go with another scripture. Let me give you another scripture. As we talk about, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. We're going to go to Ephesians 6:12. And this is one of the ones that I want to place emphasis on. When it comes to talking about the battle is not yours, that doesn't mean that you don't put forth the effort. It doesn't mean that you don't try. See, I'm a strong component that there are addictive behaviors out there that didn't just get this way overnight. There are things that, you know, as we progressively get older, there are things that are harder to break than other things. You know, even the Bible talks about the need for fasting and prayer for certain things. Let's go to Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual weakness in high places. That is very important. I want you to read, and I want you to research Ephesians 6:12. For we wrestle, talking about humanity, mankind, we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Flesh and blood being that which you can see, another individual. We don't wrestle against that, but we wrestle against principalities. These are against powers, supernatural powers, against the rulers, against the evils of darkness, you know, against Satan and his truth, the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. These are things that are beyond our control. We have no power over them in terms of trying to wrestle with them. The only ammunition that we have is when we put on the armor of God, to be able to wrestle with these, against these principalities, but we have to give it to him, arming ourselves with the word of God. Somebody ought to say amen. So that's what we have. It's being able to armor yourself with the word of God. That becomes your fuel. That becomes your ammunition. You see, and I want to take you to a verse. I want to take you to some words Christ said to Lucifer. He said to Satan when he was on the mountain, when Satan said to him, he said, if you be, he had just come off of a 40-day fast, meaning he refrained from having food and he was in prayer. And Lucifer knowing, the Satan knowing that he was hungry because he was human, he knew he was hungry. And he said, if you be the Son of God, he said, if you be the Son of God, then turn these stones into bread. He said, turn these. So he was trying, what he was trying to do was tempt him at his weakness, knowing he was hungry. But he presented a challenge to him. He presented a test to him to see, okay, if you are who you say you are, then why don't you turn these stones into bread? Why don't you feed yourself? Why don't you give yourself some food? And you see, those of you all that are listening under the sound of my voice, you're faced with that insurmountable amount of debt, whether student loans, credit card loans, or you've got just department stores calling you day in and day out, and you feel like you just want to give up. You feel like you just want to give out. You feel like you just want to give in, and you want to throw your hands up and say, Lord, I don't know what to do. Well, let me tell you something. Before you give up, before you give out, before you give in, throw your hands up into the air and ask God, God, please help me. Pour out a blessing upon me. But you got to take some kind of action, too. If you got all of this credit card debt, why would you still continue to use your credit card? I mean, let's start exercising some practicalities around here. Let's start exercising some common sense. Let's start thinking beyond the box. Why would you continue to still get further in debt when you're already deep in debt that you can't even afford? You know, that is not what God would have for you. You know, as we look back on this scripture, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. That debt, you know, the enemy wants you to say, well, get this here. You got, all you got to do is put it in that piece of plastic, you know, and you can have this on. You can get those shoes for $200 and some, knowing that you got to pay your rent, knowing that you need that money to pay your mortgage. But you say to yourself, you know what, I've worked hard for these last 2 or 3 weeks. I'm going to treat myself to a pair of $200 shoes. That makes absolutely no sense. Absolutely no sense. When now you're short and now something can come up where it might be with your child, with your health, anything can come up. And now you got to even go deeper into the finance. And before you know it, you're in arrears. That's not what God would have you to do. But you get on your knees and you pray to him, and it may mean having to cut up that credit card in half so you don't use it anymore. You've got to become prudent. You've got to become wise. You've got to think outside the box. Let me give you another scripture here, 2 Chronicles 32:7. Be strong and courageous. Be not afraid nor dismayed for the king of Assyria, nor for all the multitude that is with him. For there be more with us than with him. And what the scripture is saying is, no matter how many there were out there in that area, Christ has more. He has 10,000 times 10,000 times 10,000 angels. And see, the battle, we can't win against the devil except with the power that God gives us, because God is fighting the battle for us. And that's what we've got to realize. So when you may be going through a spiritual battle right now, thinking that, God, you know what, I'm trying my best to stop being a womanizer. God, I'm trying my best to stop being a manizer. God, I'm trying my best to stop dealing with these drugs. Lord, I'm trying my best to stop being a liar. Lord, I'm trying my best to stop just being whatever it is that goes contrary to the word of God. You're trying your best. You're putting forth your efforts. You're doing whatever you feel you can. Well, let me tell you, sometimes the harder you try because of the frailties of man, the harder it becomes for you. And then you begin to find that you're falling short. But then your strength comes from the word of God. And as you get deeper into the word of God, deeper into the word of God, and then you start to show that you're making the effort, and that's where your strength, that's where your power will begin to come from. You see, because when you start taking on the word of God, you're going to find strength in his word. God's word is so powerful that we don't even know how powerful the word of God is. Let me go back just for a second to show you, and I brought you to this point to take you back for a moment. With Christ being on the mountain and Satan being there with him, trying to tempt him, to tell him, if you be the Son of Man, if you be the Son of God, turn these stones into bread. Christ, knowing how powerful the word of God is, knowing how powerful the word of God is, he said, it is written. You see, what he's talking about is the word of his Father is written. The power is in the word of God. It's not in your word. It's not in my word. It's the power in the word of God. You see, God's word is so powerful that when he said, let there be light, and you've heard me on this show before talk about that, when he said, let there be light, there could only, because of the power, the magnitude of his word, there could only be light that came about. It had to be. See, God's word will never come back to him void, but it has to do that thing which he has called it to do. It has to manifest, because that's how powerful the logos, the word of God is. And let me tell you something, when Christ was even feeling vulnerable, and you right now may be feeling vulnerable and you say, God, I can't do it anymore. I don't know what to do. Then you go to that scripture of his word where your power is, where your strength is, where your might is, because that's his word. And when you turn to that enemy and you say, it is written, thou shalt not live by bread, man shall not live by bread alone. Every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And you see, and he told Satan, get thee behind me. And see, when even the enemy will tremble at the power of God, And that's the ammunition that you have, even with that debt that's insurmountable to you that you're facing. You say it is written. God said he would never leave or forsake me. But, you know, you don't go out there and fall prey to what the enemy wants you to do by continuing in the same debt. There are resources out there for you to get help. If your debt is insurmountable, there are options that you have. Contact a financial advisor, somebody that you can get some services from. Get on the phone, get on the internet, and start researching how to get out of debt. What are options for debt? Call up somebody that you think might know. There are options available for you. You don't have to stay and labor in your debt. You see, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. The Lord wants you to be wise. He says, my people are destroyed for a lack of knowledge. And it means you don't have to have the PhD in finances. You don't have to have a degree in finances. You just have to know where to get the information from. The lack of knowledge, not knowing, the ignorance of it, not calling you ignorant, but the ignorance of it. And see, so many people are steadily staying in debt, being victim to their circumstances of debt, as opposed to overcoming the debt. Let me tell you something. It's a good feeling to know that you don't have that debt. That is killing you, that's destroying you, that's bringing added stress, unnecessary stress into your life. And lo and behold, when you realize that the battle is not yours and God wants the best for you, he wants the absolute best for you, just like every parent that's within their sane mind want the best for their children. They even want it better for their children, and then they wanted it for themselves. Let's take another scripture. So when you pull on the word of God, there is power. There's that power that went out and said, let there be light, power that he brings that will manifest into your life, into your finances. You may be faced with a situation where it's just emotionally unstable where you are. You may feel that your husband doesn't love you. You may feel that your wife doesn't love you. You may feel that you're going through all sorts of things. You may feel that you're lacking the love that you once had. You know, anything can be happening. You may be going through something emotionally right now, but the battle is not yours. You get on your knees and you pray for this. You continue to pray for your significant other, that God will see this thing through. God is the originator of marriage. 2 Kings 20, verses 1 through 7. And I will just read one of those areas for you. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah the son of Amos came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Now this is a story that you want to go through, and you can read it, 2 Kings 20, 1 through 7. And I say to you all, without going through those other verses, it's time to get your house in order. It's time to get your house in order. Not that we're prophesying that you're going to die, which all of us, if we keep living, eventually that will happen. But I'm just saying it's time for you to get your house in order. If you're dealing with dysfunction in your home, it's time to set the record straight. It's time to get things organized in your home. Time for the parties to come together and have a serious talk. If you want to be together, let's find ways to get the counseling that you need. Find ways to make this thing work if both parties want it. If one party says that they don't want it, then you know what? Set them free. Set them free. That's just me now. That's not other ministers talking. That's just me. Set them free, because they can hold you back and it can bring you more pain than pleasure later on down the road. And so it's time to get your house in order, just as they were telling Hezekiah here. We go to Zechariah 4:6. Then he answered and spake unto me, saying, this is the word of the Lord. Here we talk about the word of the Lord again unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might nor by power, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. And you see, when we can get it into our spirit, that the battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. But I'm going to give this debt to God. I'm going to give this emotional distress to God. I'm going to give this thing to God where I've been struggling, wondering if my husband loves me. Because, you know, he may have not communicated with me for several hours or several days or several weeks, you know, and anything could be going on. Or it could be my wife that just seems to not even love me. It could be these children that seem to be going in a totally different direction. No matter what the situation is, no matter what the circumstances are, you say, God, I'm going to give this to you. I'm going to give this to you, God. And I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to put it on this shelf. I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to leave it there, God, and I'm going to ask you to order my steps. I'm going to ask you to direct my journey, Lord, and give me peace in my spirit. That's what you want. Galatians 5:17, for the flesh lusteth after the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. Now here we got we're talking about the flesh as it lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. And see, this is very important. This is what I was talking about. When we are trying hard to do that which is right, you got the flesh lusting after the spirit and the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary. They're fighting against each other, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would do. And so there's the confusion. So what you've got to be able to do is within your spirit, within your heart, is you got to go in and depend on the word of God for yourself. This is what we must do. Galatians 5:17 becomes a very important scripture, a very important scripture. And then finally, the last one that I want to be able to give you, because we're out of time. We're out of time this evening. And this is for the young people. Ephesians 6:1-24, but I want you to be able to read that one. I'm going to give you that one. It talks about children, obey your parents and the Lord, for this is right. That becomes very important, and that I want you to share that with your children. And then for all of the rest of us, Romans 12:10, be kindly affectionate one to another with brotherly love and honor, preferring one another. Finally, I say to you all that the battle is not yours. It never was yours, the Lord's. Because there's spiritual warfare going on in high places. And the best we've got is to be able to establish that relationship with God, create that situation with him, and give that debt, those emotions, the unrest, whatever you're having to deal with, instead of going through it, you have now on a way to grow through it. I trust this program has been a blessing to you as much as it has been to me. And I trust that you will stop by and tune in with us on Tuesday nights as we bring the broadcast to Dr. Jesse Walker Show, which is all about relationships. We'll bring that to you next Tuesday. Of course, if you choose to bypass next Tuesday, we ask that you join us again here next Friday, once again, for your half-hour inspiration program. Until next Tuesday or until next Friday, I say to my listening audience around the world, good night, God bless, and thank you, God.